1968 brings us on our tour to Castle Bridge in County Wexford. It's one of a number of churches in the diocese which is only rarely used, associated with use really on Fifth Sundays. And there are a number of other ones too, like Carrickclone and Stradbally Union, County Laois, and Marlfield in Clonmel Union. And I suppose it shows that there are some buildings which may be little used, but continue to stand for something important in their communities, that their history is something to be cherished, as is their presence. And in our stewardship of buildings, we don't have to use them all the time in obvious or predictable ways. There are other manners over and above every Sunday morning that allows a building to be a beacon of witness and perhaps to be used imaginatively other than for Sunday worship in a way that assists the wider community and yet draws people to the glory of God. 1968 is quite a local diocesan matter. I'm going to think about on the edge of the big issue that was the eruption of the Troubles. And this, in a way, is going to bring me back to Castle Comer Union and something I mentioned when I was talking about the churches there on a previous day. But it's kind of providential that I should be reflecting in Wexford about Castle Comer Union, because the present son of the present rector of Wexford and Kilscoran Union, Arthur Minion, is a son of Castle Comer Union and of the diocese. It was 1968, the last full year when coal was mined at Castle Comer at Deer Park. It, like Arigna in County Cavan, was one of the few remaining coal mines in Ireland. And as we recall the Castle Comer mine, it's an unusual part of the heritage of this diocese and the industrial history of Ireland, which we mustn't forget, closely linked with the prior Wandesford family, who owned the mines and gave a great deal of largesse to Castle Comer. The school remains known as the Wandesford School. There are windows in Castle Comer Church in their memory. And to this day, there are other aspects too of Castle Comer as a mining centre, the railway garage recalling the branch line built for the mines, still called the railway garage long after there's been no railway, the unusual sense of an industrial town, the miners' houses, the people who are proud to be of mining stock, the interpretive centre above all, as we've already seen, the so-called Colliery Church. Miners are distinctive, resilient, intensely proud people in terms of their way of life and their communities. And as we've seen, there was a custom of bringing coal to the harvest thanksgiving at the colliery to represent their particular interpretation of the produce of the earth or under the earth. And we need to cherish the stories of the remaining miners while there is yet time. The mine had such a long lineage in Castle Comer. It had been in 1637, on the 25th of July, I remember it because it's my birthday, it had been in 1637 when King Charles I, who at the time still had his head, under his grant, Christopher Wansford acquired the estate where he was to discover coal deposits.